What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, whoever says that is a moron.
Dom's swimming in the deep waters here. We need to send him back to the kiddie pool.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
All right, we've already introduced the Limitless Express. We're going to give it another go, but I'm also going to get sidetracked again.
I'm sure you will, yes.
I think that the WNBA should get, and I'm a fan. As you know, I love the Indiana Fever, watch the games all the time. I love the drama in that league. There seems to be a lot of interpersonal drama. I was watching last week, Dawana Bonner, who quit the Fever. After they signed her as a free agent, she was like, I'm out of here.
Oh, also, at the Basketball Hall of Fame, they had the scorebook of Caitlin Clark's game where she broke the record for most points scored.
Really?
In NCAA basketball, yeah. Just wanted to point that out there.
Thank you, Limits. And now I completely forgot my story. What was I saying?
Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever.
Oh, yeah. Dawana Bonner scoring a bucket in that game and then just going after whoever she scored it on. It was fabulous theater. They should have Mark Jackson and Diana Taurasi as a broadcasting duo and just lean into the drama and the opinions and let's go here. I like Rebecca Lobo. She's pretty good. Some of the other analysts are good, but it feels like everything is a little too safe with the opinions. You know what I mean? Let's lean into this and go to town with two outspoken opinion makers. I think Mark Jackson and Taurasi, and I don't know if she'd want to do it or not, would be an unbelievable announcing pair. You put whoever you want on play-by-play.
That would probably be fascinating. They need more attention that's brought on the league. It's already getting so much attention and considerable attention compared to the last couple of years. Why not feed into it? Why not add on more? Because ratings are going up, so why not have it be more player-centric, kind of like how the NBA has analysts like Reggie Miller and former coaches that take part in it.
Well, their big mistake was getting rid of Mark Jackson and Van Gundy.
Yes, they should have never done
that. Why would you do that?
Their first crew right now is not nearly as good as it used to be with Jackson and Van Gundy.
All right, Limits, I'm ready.
All right, Joe. Miles Garrett.
Do we have a little music behind this or no? I thought we did. Did we? Do we not?
We typically,
I thought we had NFL films
we typically
music.
Don't,
what happened?
We can add some.
I thought we did.
Well, there
when
it
you're
is.
Not here, we put it in. Intern Dom puts it in.
Well, let's use it then. Miles Garrett. Hopefully this music doesn't get him too excited because it seems like late at night he gets that way. Cited at 2:01 a.m. Saturday for going 100 miles an hour in a 60-mile-an-hour zone after the team landed from Charlotte, according to Mary Kay Cabot. Browns are aware. But again, this is another incident that Miles Garrett is in with the Browns. He's been reported for multiple speeding citations since he was drafted by the Browns. And it seems like Garrett, again, is just going to get another slap on the wrist. But this feeds into what's been going on with the Browns. Shedeur Sanders, he was cited twice earlier this year for significantly speeding.
I mean, he's going to get what anybody else gets for speeding, right? What do you want them to do to him?
Well, he's gotten 6 speeding tickets now since being with the Browns. He went 120 in a 70-mile-per-hour zone years ago, 99 in a 70 as well, 91 in a 60.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt.
And he had a crash a couple of years ago.
He did have a crash. A failure to control his motor vehicle was the citation. And his vehicle went off the side of the road and flipped over that time.
This is getting insane.
I mean, he's actually a menace on the roadways. I'm not a Myles Garrett fan. And it has nothing to do with him playing in Cleveland. There's tons of Browns players from past and present that I really like. Greg Pruitt was one of my first favorite. I don't care that he's from Cleveland. I hated the fact that he accused Mason Rudolph of a racial slur. And I believe falsely accused him. And I'm going to lean with Mike Tomlin on that one, who came out immediately after that, when Garrett didn't say it right away. You'll remember from the helmet swinging incident, didn't say that right away, but only like a day or two later did he bring this up. And Mike Tomlin immediately went on ESPN and said, if that had happened, I know enough people in the Cleveland organization where I would have heard about it immediately. In other words, according to Tomlin, that never happened. And I thought that was reprehensible on his part. I thought that this whole, you talk about Cam Hayward maybe toying with fans' heartstrings last year by saying, I have family in Cleveland, and this year threatening to sit games. That was nothing compared to what Myles Garrett did. I thought to Browns fans with the letter that he wrote this year saying how wonderful it's been and it's time to move on, then took it all back when they showed him the money. And this stuff. I'm not a fan of the guy. I don't like him. He's not a likable character. Would you agree with that?
No, he's not a likable character. It's actually his 7th incident on the road since being drafted by Cleveland. He's not a likable guy. I didn't like his graveyard comment that he made about Aaron Rodgers. Sure, it might have been all in good fun and jokes. But Myles Garrett might try to seem off as, a really personable guy that understands you and is just like you. He's not. He's continually breaking rules and is not learning from it. He's not learning from his mistakes like we're taught to do in life. He's continuing to make the same mistake over and over and over again. And it seems like, well, another slap on the wrist for Miles. We'll fine you, and that's it.
Next.
All right, Joe. A report from Alan Saunders. Sources telling him that Calvin Austin has a minor abdominal muscle issue. So this is one of the reasons why he has been practicing. Saunders said it's the only reason why Calvin Austin has not been practicing with the team, according to his agent. So this is not anything contract related with Calvin Austin in the final year of his deal. If he would potentially...
Oh, he doesn't want more money? Gee, everybody else does.
Right. So at least we have one instance where he's actually hurt and he's not just holding out for a contract. Unlike Chris Boswell, where Pony says Boswell refused to comment yesterday on his hold-in, and he told one Steelers insider... This was according to Jeff. No, I don't want to talk because I know what you want to ask me about. So Cam talks. Boswell does not talk.
Well, what's happening here, Limits? We've gone from Calvin Austin to this in one fell swoop?
We'll start with Calvin Austin first. How big of a deal do you think this injury might be for Calvin Austin? Could it open the door for Roman Wilson?
Yeah, man, there's no minor issue, as you phrased it, or as his agent phrased it. It's not a minor issue when you're in direct competition for a job. And especially on this team, when there's a lot of mouths to feed on that offense, there's going to be 3 tight ends looking for the ball. There's going to be a couple running backs. You have a third down guy in Gainwell. You're apparently going to throw the ball a little bit. I mean, Warren was a pretty good third down guy to me. He's going to want the ball a little bit. Caleb Johnson's going to want the ball. DK Metcalf. And then everybody else you're competing with at receiver beyond Metcalf. So anything that hurts your cause at this time of the year is not good for little Calvin Austin. Not good. Next?
No, not good at all. And to get to that point on what I was discussing on with Boswell, he did not talk, unlike what Cam Hayward did yesterday. Do you think this Boswell situation is going to work itself out?
Yeah.
And he'll ultimately get a new deal.
I mean, he's a really important player, but he's only a kicker. Nobody cares, really. He's going to get a little sweetener on his deal. He's not going to get a new deal. My God, they won't redo or give new contracts to players who are more than 1 year out in their whole history, other than quarterbacks. They're
he
not
has
gonna,
two. 25 and 26 yes. with his cap hit.
Right.
Only being at $4.7 million.
They're not going to break that deal for a kicker. Next.
Now, he's only a couple of million away from being the highest paid kicker in all of football, but still.
Next I think up, he, by the way, I think he's probably better off. I think Cam would have been better off not talking to. I think Cam would have done himself a favor if he brought this up on his podcast a long time ago or in any other means. He waited too long. He tried to do this in secret, and it didn't work. And I still believe, despite my talk with Brian Bacco earlier, who believes differently, I believe that the Steelers...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brought this to Adam Schefter's attention.
I believe
the Steelers did.
Especially the timing of the Hayward report and then Boswell like an hour later.
Anything that gets to be public about this, they're going to win the they know they're going to win the PR battle with Cam.
Right.
And they're winning it resoundingly.
Next, after not playing in the last couple of preseasons, Joe Burrow suited up in preseason game number one for Cincinnati against Philadelphia. 9 of 10, 123 yards, 2 touchdowns. We know how much they struggled last year against New England to start the year and want to shake off some of that rust in the preseason. Should the Steelers do the same with Aaron Rodgers, Joe? I think that Rodgers should play in the preseason game against Tampa. Give them 2 to 3 series. At least see how it looks with some of the new pieces. There's nothing that you can accustom yourself to more than real-life game action. Sure, the joint practice will be nice on Thursday. I want to see Rodgers in stadium. Tomlin talks so much about how important it is to see work in stadium. He should play.
I couldn't disagree more, Limits, but I appreciate you asking, although you never asked.
I did.
What's he going to gain by a series or two in a stadium that he can't gain in the controlled scrimmage? That's game speed. This guy doesn't need to be out there. They don't need to take the risk. They're going against vanilla defenses. They're not doing anything offensively anyway. I just don't see the risk reward there as a win for Rodgers or the Steelers. I think there's a pretty good chance the offense gets off to a slow start. I was looking up Tom Brady's numbers the other day. He wasn't exactly flourishing that first year in Tampa. They were 7-5. They'd gotten beaten a couple different times. He had a couple pick sixes against New Orleans. They lost 38-3. It was kind of ugly sitting at 7-5, and then he got going. I don't know if it's realistic that this offense with a brand new 41-year-old quarterback and other new pieces is just going to be going from day one, and I don't think three vanilla series in a preseason game against the Bucs backups are going to change that.
Well, I mean, you said it. If you think they're going to start out slow, why not at least work some kinks out?
Because it won't make any difference.
Well, I disagree with that. I think that it'll make somewhat of a difference.
You already made that clear limits in your opening soliloquy.
But you also said you think there's no worth and no value to it. Then why is Joe Burrow playing?
Because there's a risk for Joe Burrow, too.
He's gotten hurt.
Started out 1-8 in season opening games when you include the first two games from like their past, 4 years or something? 1-7? It's been ridiculous there. They're desperate to get off to a better start. They almost have to do it. They have to do something differently.
So then why shouldn't the Steelers have to do something differently if you're so adamant that they're going to start off slow? I mean, they didn't play Russell Wilson more than, a couple of series last year?
Yeah.
And they got off to a pretty decent start.
They stunk offensively early in the year.
Why not give
Justin Fields, I might add.
Or with Justin Fields, yes. Why not give Aaron Rodgers a couple of series?
I think we've already gone through both of our points, have we not?
Yeah, I think that it would be much more valuable to be able to get him in game situations with Roman Wilson. DK Metcalf, fine. You want to sit him, whatever. But get him back there with the first team offense to see what it looks like in an in-game situation, in an in-game environment. That's my opinion.
I know. It's the third time you've said it.
I know. And I will continue to say it. Matthew Stafford, in what could be a step towards a post-football media career, according to Pro Football Talk, will replace Bill Belichick as a co-host of the Let's Go podcast. So you might be saying, why are you bringing this up? The Rams have two first-round picks in next year's draft. Could Matthew Stafford, 2025, be his final career, and the Rams be positioning themselves for a quarterback? Do you think that this is just further Matthew Stafford saying, all right, this is it for me? And even if things don't go well with the Rams, we know the Steelers were interested in him in the offseason, that Matthew Stafford wouldn't be an option for the Steelers next year regardless, or that the Rams could ultimately trade up for a quarterback and further hurt the Steelers. You see where I'm going with this?
No.
I figured as much.
What?
The question is,
if Matthew Stafford is going to be... That was the longest question I've ever been asked in my life. And I don't even know what the question was.
I'm sure there's been many others.
No, that was the one. Matthew Stafford is going to take Bill Belichick's place on a podcast. What podcast is it?
It's Tom Brady's Let's Go podcast.
Who else is on it?
I don't know who else is on it. That doesn't matter. It's just a podcast about football.
Lots of active players do podcasts about football.
They do, but this is Matthew Stafford currently joining a podcast that's not his, is what I'm saying. Like, Cam created his own thing. Matthew Stafford is joining another endeavor. It's like when Draymond Green has joined the NBA on TNT for some stuff that he does, like late in the year, whether it be the playoffs
and stuff like that.
Setting himself up for something.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with that for Matthew Stafford. I don't think it moves up his retirement timeline.
Okay, that was the question.
His cranky back might.
Yes, that was the question. Do you think that this would further move up the timeline where the Steelers were interested in him this year if things falter with Aaron Rodgers? And let's say, hypothetically, they're at the 20th spot in the draft and they can't move up or they don't feel comfortable giving up draft capital. Would Matthew Stafford be an option for you? That's where I was going with that.
Yes. Next.
All right, Joe. The next thing that I wanted to go to is that there is a reported Taylor Swift podcast that is going to be done with the Kelces.
Yeah.
Do you have any interest in listening to that?
I do. Yeah. Daughter loves her. Does she still love her? I don't know. Is she outgrown Taylor? I think Taylor Swift has a new album. Yeah, I do. I have interest in it.
You're interested in that?
Yeah.
I have absolutely zero interest in listening to that. None. I'm so tired of the Kelces. I'm tired of the Chiefs. I thought you were tired of the Chiefs, Joe. Come on now. You're tired of them. Don't listen to them.
All right. You're right. I won't.
Good. Final one.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love to undergo left thumb surgery, but he should be practicing by next week. Jordan Love, a guy that you picked to win MVP last year. I also coincidentally picked to win MVP.
Why didn't you mention yourself first since it was such a terrible pick?
Well, I thought about throwing you under the bus first before I threw myself under the bus.
Do you think that
he'll be able to bounce back this year? And do you think that the Packers can be a legitimate threat in a division with the Bears being talked about so much? The Vikings won 13 games, and don't forget about those good old Detroit Lions.
That's a hell of a division, first of all. Secondly, is it his throwing hand, this issue?
It is his left thumb, so no.
No. I think he's going to be really good, and I think they're going to be really good. I think he took a little bit of a step back last year, but again, same with C.J. Stroud. There were major, major issues with his receivers. You can't just ignore that. I think he's a hell of a player, Jordan Love,
he
and
is.
I think he's going to bounce back big, and I absolutely think that they are a threat in that division, and a pretty major one, if you ask me, a limitless one.
If you asked me, they would finish second in that division. First place would ultimately be the Lions, of course. I don't think they're going to take that big of a step down.
Yeah.
And then the Packers will make a wild card, and I think they'll go on a little bit of a run.
I couldn't agree more, and I commend you for your opinion. I mean, that team was 11-4 last year, despite their problems at one point. Then they lose a couple, and they lost to Philly in a playoff game. No shame in that, and it was a pretty competitive game. I think the Green Bay Packers, if Love is on his game, are actually a threat to get out of the NFC. That's how good I think they are, Limits. And I always talk and have talked again. It's not exactly a revelation here, but every NFL season comes down to these little twists and turns at the ends of games. If you're close and you're a legit contender, that's the way of it. The Steelers are not. Nobody considers them a legitimate contender. But the Packers are. They opened last season with a 5-point loss to Philly. They lost two games to Minnesota last year by a total of 4 points and won by a field goal to Detroit. I mean, one game, one loss by a field goal. That's three division losses by a total of 7 points. It's like the Bengals losing twice to the Ravens, once by a point and once in overtime. Every NFL season tilts on a couple bounces late in games. The Packers could have gone to the Super Bowl last year easily. They could have been playing at home in the playoffs. But a couple of late game situations and Jordan Love not being as good and some injuries kept them from doing that. I think they're really good, and I think they have a really good coach.
Well, the Lions also went 15-2, so it would have been pretty hard for them to be able to play at home in the playoffs to be able to win that division.
I just
but
said
I
they
agree.
Lost. They were 15-2, and this team won 11 games. So you take their three losses, including one to the Lions by on a last-second field goal, and they have 14, and the Lions have 14, right?
Yes.
Thank you, Limits.
You're welcome. One last one for you. I lied. I don't know if you talked about this yesterday, but Penn State is second in the preseason poll for the AP.
Why are you asking me about Pitt getting one vote and the others receiving votes?
Because
you always are preferential to Penn State.
No, because you didn't give me enough time to be able to mention that.
No, you weren't going to mention that.
Yes, I was going to mention that. How dare you insult my integrity?
I told you I didn't sleep last night because of Bailey, and now you're provoking me.
Yes, I am. Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
How dare you insult my integrity again? You do it constantly. You're poking the bear. I'm poking you. You are the bear. You will whatever the word is, from your slumber and your hibernation in your little cave that you're sleeping in. And here you are.
Did you have a question? Is there a question there, as Shelty said?
Yeah. Fair or foul that Penn State is 2 and Ohio State is 3? Should Ohio State be ranked higher?
2 and 3? What difference does it make? I don't have the both depth charts in front of me.
Buckeye people are freaking out.
Because they're one spot behind Penn State?
Yes, because they always beat Penn State every year. And honestly, I agree with them. I would probably put Penn State 3, and I would put Ohio State 2. So you could prove that you could beat Ohio State.
Do the AP rankings matter at all?
No, I mean, the college football playoff rankings ultimately matter, but there's no college football playoff ranking until more than halfway through the season.
Is Jeff Hathorn upset about this? Let's ask him at 1:30, shall we?
We'll ask him at 1:30.
Thank you, Limits. That was a wonderful ride.
I appreciate you allowing me to take you on the journey.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Limits, we were supposed to be at Studio B in Monroeville today, and it's your fault we're not.
When did you just find this out?
Donnie just told me.
Oh.
I only check my work email once a month, so I never got the memo. Did you know?
I was out the last 5 days. I did not.
That's no excuse. You should have checked in.
You should have checked in. You're the host that was supposed to be there. You're I was the supposed beat writer. To be here.
So what happens now? Am I in trouble?
Maybe.
I love Studio B.
Have you been called
B.
to the principal's office yet?
No, I love Studio B, and I'll go straight from there to Totter Ridge to play golf the next time we're out there, so I hope to go out there very soon.
I think next Tuesday you'll be there, or maybe Thursday you'll be there this week. I'm sure we'll make it up.
Yeah, we'll make it up.
It'll be okay.
But I am, I'm blaming you. Twitter,
okay.
Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the text line, did I just say the text line?
You did fan Twitter, the fan text line. How about the fan hotline?
The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Oh, and I want to mention this in support of the hashtag Pittsburgh PPS Backpack Drive. You can bring a brand new backpack to Federal Galley today from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. for pop-up bingo with free entry and free parking plus happy hour specials. Help us get students in the Pittsburgh Public Schools ready for the upcoming school year. Details at 937thefan.com. All right, Wonder Twin. I have the Bill Simmons NFL quarterback pyramid. Do you like Bill Simmons?
I do. Yeah, I think it gives pretty flamboyant opinions, and he's very good in the way that he conducts himself.
I think that he was great as a writer, and I think he was great when he started out sort of, you know, podcasting and things like that. His NBA work on the air sometimes annoyed me when he was actually on television.
When he was on ESPN.
I thought he could be annoying, but he's obviously a very smart guy, and I think a rather keen football observer, but I don't agree with this. You ready for this?
Let's hear it.
He has seven quarterback tiers, okay? You ready for tier number one?
Okay.
There's one guy on it. Who is it?
Patrick Mahomes.
Wrong.
Josh Allen?
Yes.
Ooh.
He's got Josh Allen on a tier by himself? That doesn't include Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, I don't agree with that. You can't have that until you have won a Super Bowl, and Patrick Mahomes has him beat by three. So no, you cannot have Allen by himself on that list.
You can't be by yourself on a quarterback tier unless you've won a Super Bowl as your contention.
Well, I think that that's an extra. When the other guy has three, that is may, potentially of equal success and equal talent as you, yes.
All right. The second tier has three quarterbacks on it, Mahomes, Jackson, and Burrow. I think most people at this point would agree that the four best, there's four great quarterbacks, and then there's the rest. And the four are Allen, Mahomes, Jackson, and Burrow. I do agree with that. Do you?
I agree with that as well, yeah.
All right. His third tier. Are you ready for this?
Okay. This is where we'll get some a little bit dicey.
This is insane. Although I like the first three. I agree with the first three. Jaden Daniels, Jordan Love, and Jalen Hurts. Who's the fourth on that third tier?
Baker Mayfield.
Take another guess.
Jared Goff.
Take another guess.
Justin Herbert.
One more. Wrong.
Brock Purdy.
Yes.
Oh, what? Brock Purdy? Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy.
Wait. Brock what? In tier three.
Yes. Daniels, Love, Hurts, and Purdy?
That's no.
If that was an SAT question, it would be like, which one of these don't fit? You immediately pencil in Purdy, right?
Man.
That's insane.
I do not agree with that at all.
I love the other picks, though. I love putting Jordan Love. You just asked me about Jordan Love.
Yes.
No pun intended. I love that he's there. Maybe it was pun intended. The fourth tier has six quarterbacks. You ready for these guys?
Okay.
Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Stafford. A lot of people would have Stafford one tier higher.
Yep.
C.J. Stroud, Jared Goff, and Justin Herbert.
So he has Justin Herbert as like the 13th best quarterback in the NFL.
Well, not necessarily. I don't know that they're ordered on the third tier. So he's got eight quarterbacks and then the fourth tier. So for all I know, he could have Stafford ninth. Or I mean, Herbert ninth.
That's okay. That's a choice.
You love Justin Herbert.
I'm a huge Justin Herbert guy. I feel like the situation this year, second year with Harbaugh, better weapons. They got Hampton at running back. He's going to take a big step this year.
I think that Stroud and Stafford should be. I think all of those guys are above Brock Purdy, by the way.
Every single one that was named.
And I think that Stafford and CJ Stroud should be up there.
Even Dak, and you know I'm not a Dak guy. Dak is better than Brock Purdy.
Yeah. All right, now we get to the fifth tier. We're getting down there, aren't we?
Well, we haven't reached Aaron yet.
Not yet, and we're not gonna. And this is...
We're not gonna.
Well, we will eventually. We're not gonna on this tier. Sam Darnold, Drake May, Bo Nix, who's too low, Geno Smith, Kyler Murray, and Tua. Thoughts?
What a mid list. A bunch of quarterbacks that you're not going anywhere with other than maybe one playoff win.
Yes, that's why they're on the fifth tier limits.
If you're one of those teams, you honestly should consider moving off your quarterback and finding something else.
What are you talking about? You're going to move off Drake May or Bo Nix? Well, they just got there.
Drake May and Bo Nix, but like the other guys like Tua,
you're a
Kyler
big Sam
Murray.
Darnold fan.
I am a Sam Darnold guy.
Then what are you talking about?
You're not winning a Super Bowl with Sam Darnold, though.
That's why they're on the fifth tier.
And again, you like Bo Nix so much, you think that Denver is going to be a really good team this year?
Right. I haven't given my opinion on the tier yet.
Please provide it. I apologize.
He should be far above that. He had a rookie year that was right there with Jaden Daniels. Bo Nix is going to be a star. Here's the other thing. Here's my other thought on this. I'm drinking everybody's Kool-Aid here in the NFL because I'm watching this show where they go to NFL Network, goes to all the camps. I think the Cardinals, I didn't realize, were 8-9, very close to the playoffs last year.
Yeah, Jonathan Gannon did a good job.
I think they're going to be a surprise in the West. And I've always been a Kyler Murray fan. And now, like, he had DeAndre Hopkins, and then they took him away from him. And now he's got Marvin Harrison, and I think that's going to work. I think they're going to be good limits. I could be drinking Cardinal Kool-Aid.
What's good?
A playoff team.
You know what? I don't think that's outrageous.
Thank you.
I don't at all. I think that
who's your dark horse in the whole league?
It's not the Bears. The more and more I hear on Caleb Williams, that's like the team that everyone has picked for like the second consecutive year, the Bears.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I went immediately to the team I'm not going with, but it won't be them. Probably the Chargers. Are they a dark horse, though? No, probably not, but I think that they can win that division. I think they're going to win the division.
So I think they might as well.
Kansas City will be a
wild card. I'm talking a team off the radar who could be good in a playoff team. Mine is the Cardinals. Who's yours? Seattle, isn't it?
That is not Seattle.
Yes, it is. It's the Bears.
It is not the Bears. I just said my other soliloquy on why I don't think it'll
be the Bears. I'll give you a second team before you give me your first.
Please.
The New York Giants.
And what gives you that confidence?
They're going to beat people up defensively.
And they have that guy at quarterback, huh?
They're going to get off to a 1-4 start. They're going to bench Russell Wilson, and then Jackson Dart is going to take the world by storm. You watch.
You know who the dark horse is going to be this year?
Who?
The New Orleans Saints.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. It's going to be the New England Patriots. Because yeah. I do like Drake May, and I do think with Vrabel there, that's going to give them a bump in probably 2-3 wins. With May having better coaching, their roster last year was awful. So now May has better coaching. They have a good offensive scheme. He'll take a step up. Vrabel with good stability. Gerard Mayo just wasn't a good fit. They're going to win around probably 8, maybe 9 games. They're going to be in that mix.
All right. I'll accept that one. In fact, I like that one. The sixth quarterback tier. Now we're getting low here. You ready for the sixth quarterback tier?
Well,
Limitless Wonder. Did you watch Drake and Josh, by the way, as a kid?
I did watch a lot of Drake and Josh.
What a great show. Two great actors, and they really meshed well together.
My favorite is when they'd go to the movie theater where they worked, and just the most outlandish, out-of-pocket things were said at the movie theater.
Yeah, I like the movie theater scenes. They were good.
They were fun.
How about Zoe 101?
I watched Zoe 101.
I know you did.
Zoe 101 ended abruptly because of things that happened off camera.
Off the field. Yeah,
off the field, yes.
How about iCarly?
Oh, that was my favorite of them all, Joe.
What a great show.
You're hitting on my childhood.
Yeah. Well, that's what my kids watched.
What a run Nickelodeon had, huh? iCarly was my favorite because Miranda Cosgrove was really good.
Yeah.
I always rooted for Carly and Freddie to become a couple. Young Limits.
So did Freddie.
Was rooting for Young Love.
You can relate to Freddie, can't you?
Sure, I can relate.
Unrequited love all over the place.
You can say so. Where Freddie ended up dating Sam, who ended up creating her own show on Sam
and
Cat. No, not in real life. But like on the show.
Yeah.
And even when they did the iCarly reboot, everyone wanted Carly and Freddie to be a couple.
I know. So did I.
Do you remember Gibby?
Of course I remember Gibby.
Gibby never had a shirt on.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that.
And T-Bone, he had the tacos on a stick. Remember that?
Yeah, I saw all the episodes. Great theme song, too.
Yeah.
The sixth quarterback tier features Michael Penix, Trevor Lawrence, Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, your guy J.J. McCarthy, and Cam Ward. So
Where's Aaron Rodgers?
Here's my question. On that sixth tier, if you expect one of those guys to take a big jump off that tier, maybe all the way to 3 or 4, who would it be?
Well, it would
Penix, Lawrence, Williams, Young, McCarthy, Ward.
You know how much I like Trevor Lawrence, but my answer is Bryce Young. I think Bryce Young down the stretch last year really showed some things and exercised some demons. Now, I'm not saying Carolina's going to sniff the playoffs this year. They have a ton of problems, and it starts at the top. But I do think that Bryce Young is going to take some steps in another year in that system, and he is going to start to surprise some people, Joe. I really do.
I think Cam Ward, I think he had a pretty good debut the other night, by the way. I don't know if you were watching clips of that one.
Yeah, there was a lot of reports out of Tennessee, too, that their offense has started out like kind of slow, and that baby steps for Cam Ward in that offense.
What does that
with
even
Callahan.
Mean? Started out slow where? In shorts and summer?
Yeah.
All these reports of what offense is doing good and bad. What does it matter when you're going against your own team?
Right, a lot of it's hogwash.
And that's what they said about Justin Fields. Oh, he's having a horrible, disastrous camp. Then he goes out and leads them on a touchdown drive in a real game.
Yeah, he looked pretty good. I guess some of that, I wonder if it's communication, getting the plays in from the OC.
It's a load of crap.
Stuff like that. You know, they're nitpicking things in camp just because it's the first time we get football back again.
I don't care. He looked good in the first game, Cam Ward. I think he might be a pretty good player. And the very last quarterback tier in the NFL for Bill Simmons. You ready for this? He just has logos listed for the Saints, Browns, and Colts, which is pretty good. He just lists their logos, and then next to them...
Wait, so you're telling me tier by himself is Aaron Rodgers.
No, this is all the seventh and last tier. Three logos plus, and maybe this reflects upon the
Kirk
Steelers,
Cousins?
Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and the A-Train, Aaron Rodgers.
That makes me want to cry.
Fields, is that fair? Is that fair?
It's not fair.
And who's going to have the best year of those three?
Oh, my gosh. You might as well call that the quarterbacks of the Steelers plus disaster class of the NFL.
Who's going to have the best year? Fields, Rodgers, or Mr. Unlimited?
Rodgers. Rodgers will have the best year.
You say that very confidently.
That's because I feel confident about it.
You don't like Mr. Unlimited in a Giants uniform?
No, I think he's shot. And I don't think he's going to play much this year. Your guy Jackson Dart will end up on the field, Joe, slinging darts around.
And how about Justin Fields? Pomp would have kept him and not gotten Rodgers, and I tend to agree. And I don't even think Justin Fields is a good quarterback.
No, I feel like Fields is solid. He can win you, I think, at most a playoff game, but I think we kind of know what Justin Fields is at this point. Like, in an extent, we don't. Like, there are still things where you put him around a really good offensive coordinator he could learn from, but I don't know if he has that in New York. I don't think he does. They can get the best out of him. Like what the Ravens did for so long to be able to focus an offense with Todd Monken around Lamar and make it Lamar-centric. I don't think they're doing that in New York.
Well, I mean, they've done that Lamar's whole career.
Yeah, but, I mean, don't you remember they changed coordinators to be more Lamar-centric?
Well,
like
they opened up the pass game a little bit.
Yes.
But
they trusted him
Greg
more.
Roman created an offense that was all about Lamar. They've done a great job there around a young quarterback. Now they got to finish the deal. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Sunny today with a high of James Harrison, 92. Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And you can call now to win two tickets to see Kansas. Are they playing WVU that day, Limits, or are we talking the band?
We're talking the band, Joe.
Call now to win two tickets to see Kansas at Timber Rock Amphitheater, August 23rd. Caller number 3 at 412-928-9370. And also some additional info about getting ready to slay this school year at the 13th annual hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS back to school event. It's August 18th at Acrisure Stadium, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Presented by Target Freight Management. Drive through for backpacks, school supplies, food and drinks while supplies last. Brought to you by GBU Life, life insurance, annuities, and member benefits since 1892.
Slay this school year, Joe. Slay the school year. Do you know what slay means?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
The word slay. Get ready to slay this school year.
Yeah. Do well.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.